Obgonas. The Bridge is it to Arsenal, that's the headline. Well over £67.5 million, a straight hijack from under Spurs' nose, and honestly, it's one of the smoothest transfer deals I've seen Arsenal pulling. Yes, we didn't just stumble into it, nah. We had this lined up quietly. Handshake in place, then Havertz picks up an injury, and of course, the timing was perfect. Execution was ruthless. Our Spurs fans are crying, understandably. They thought it was theirs. Palace dragged their feet, Arsenal slipped in. Eze himself chose Arsenal over Tottenham, and you cannot blame him. This is the boy who was once released by us as a youth. To circle back now at the peak of his powers and call this place home again, I mean, come on. And this isn't just Igbedu signing. Eze brings that unpredictability, that creative spark we've been missing when Odegaard gets boxed out or Martinelli is doubled. He can glide centrally, cutting off the left, carry the ball like he's skating. That is a weapon. Think Mesut Ozil's artistry with a bit more dynamism in the legs. Arsenal fans are ecstatic for good reason. Of course, the spending tally is climbing. 200, maybe 250 million this summer alone. Arteta's total spend since 2019 creeping past the billion mark. Big money, big pressure, but also big intent. Arsenal are not playing small anymore. We're stacking the squad for depth because last season's fatigue cost us. Tottenham fans, then they vex. Jamie O'Hara is on TalkSport, threatening to iron people out. Spurs Reddit is melting down. Everyone pointing fingers at Levi, Palace, Arsenal, anyone but themselves. Meanwhile, we're just sitting here with our popcorn, or rather, in my own case, cashew nuts, and a good bottle of Coke, enjoying the movie. But here's where it matters. Eze gives us another gear. Injury to Havertz doesn't derail momentum. Saka gets a breather. Odegaard gets support, Martinelli gets competition, and Gyökeres should thrive with another creative partner feeding him. So yeah, call it a coup, call it a hijack, call it revenge for years of Spurs nicking our targets, whatever. What matters is Arsenal pulled it off, and the Emirates is about to welcome back a prodigal son with flair to burn. Leeds at the Emirates this weekend, and I'll be honest, this one feels like Arsenal's game to lose. History is on our side, 42 unbeaten at home against newly promoted sides. Leeds haven't beaten us since Highbury days in 03. Still, football is never played on paper. Kai Havertz being out with that knee issue is a bit of a kick in the ribs because he's been settling into that role nicely. Jesus is still out, Trossard and Norgaard doubtful. So, Arteta has to shuffle. Looks like Gyökeres will lead the line with Saka, Martinelli buzzing around him, Odegaard pulling the strings. Timber probably steps in at right back if Ben White isn't fit, which I actually don't mind. He's looked sharp since his comeback. Now, the noise around the Bury Chase is getting louder. The move from Palace seems imminent, but I doubt we'll see him in red this weekend. Arteta won't rush him either. He'll want him properly bled into the system. But just imagine, Saka on one wing, Martinelli on the other, Eze floating in that half space, Odegaard orchestrating. Leeds will scrap, of course, they've got energy, and Daniel Farke will send him out to press high and test our backline. The experts are calling it 2-0 Arsenal, some even more comfortable. Opta is giving us a 70% chance of victory. But again, that's numbers. What matters is focus. Too many times last season, we made these games harder than they had to be. Saturday is about ruthlessness. Get the job done early. Keep the crowd roaring. And remind the league that last week's win at Old Trafford wasn't a one-off. Bottom line, no slip-ups. This is the kind of fixture you must bank if you're serious about titles. Arsenal versus Leeds, Emirates under the lights. Let's keep the run going. Arsenal and Coca-Cola, that's the new headline. 2-year deal with an option for a third. Official soft drinks partner of the club. Prime is out, Coke is in, and honestly, it feels like a step back into tradition. You see, Coke is not just a drink, it's a global brand stamped in football history. You don't have to explain it to anyone in Lagos or in London. Everybody knows Coke. What's interesting here is the timing. Coke just renewed their Premier League partnership, 3 years as the league's official soft drink sponsor. So Arsenal swooping into that wider strategy makes sense. We're not just another badge on a bottle. We're now part of the Premier League push. And that means promotions, giveaways, match day activations. Expect Coke bottles with Arsenal branding, probably some stadium pouring rights too. Now, financially, we don't have the numbers, but we know it's solid. Coke does not do small. Add that to Guinness, Chivas, Lavazza, Athletic Brewing. We're building quite the drinks cabinet of commercial partners. Arsenal's commercial team is cooking, and Coke is the latest spice in the pot. For fans, it's not about whether you drink it or not. It's about walking into a store, seeing Arsenal tied to a global product you already know. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!